KMIH, Mercer Island, 88.9 The Bridge. You're listening to Log Boom Radio. My name is Tolly Odievich, your host with the most. I am joined by
Eric Chow.
And we are happy to be bringing you more of the Boeing Seafarer Air Show here on 88.9 The Bridge. We are just between airplanes once again. You just saw Yellow Thunder, one of the two of them actually, soloing, testing the airspace and getting a feel for what it's like down there. Stay tuned, folks. In just a second, we're going to throw it to one of our own KMIH correspondents, Maggie Gibson, down for a little short interview with some very, very happy seafarer youth excited to be here celebrating on Log Boom Radio. Let's hear from Maggie Gibson.
I'm Maggie Gibson reporting for KMIH 88.9 The Bridge, and I'm at the Pittston Seafair, and today I'm with Eli, who is a big fan of Seafair. What are you most excited for?
To see the Blue Angels.
Do you have any favorite driver of the Blue Angels or like anything like that?
Andrew Tate.
Really? All right, that's it for our little interview with Eli. This is Maggie Gibson reporting for KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.
So now would be a good time to tell you that this Seafair, this specific day of Seafair, KMIH has sent a team of about six KMIH correspondents down to Seafair. They will be giving us little touches of what the life is like down there because, of course, myself and
Eric,
of course, Eric. I'm just trying to include you on the broadcast here. Myself and Eric are up at the station managing and making sure that everything plays as it should. So we'll keep you, we'll keep in contact with you guys, but bringing you just like little snippets from our correspondents down there. Stay tuned, folks. Coming up next, we are going to have just a little bit more air show for you. At 1:30, we are scheduled to bring on a couple helicopters, the AH-64 Apache attack helicopter demo, and then a helocast with the U.S. Army's UH-60. After that, at 1:55, we've got Melissa Burns bringing out her Edge 540 to race a hydroplane. Then after that, we've got the Yellow Thunder. Now there's two of them, Yellow Thunder 2 Electric Boogaloo. There's two, and following that, we're going to have some more hydroplane racing. And then the thing that you've been looking forward to, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. Stay tuned, folks. Got plenty of good stuff coming up on 88.9 The Bridge.
You're listening to Log Boom Radio.
We got a little fun going out here, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't looked at the lake, we got an unlimited vintage hydroplane on the lake right now. Some of you long-term Seattleites, including myself, might recall this hydroplane that's on the lake in the South Turn used to be in the Goodwill on this right over here. Yeah, not too far. It used to be at the flagship store over here in the museum. Melissa Burns loves the challenge of a hydroplane. We just got word from her. She says, I need the okay. Seafarer, can I do this? She wants to race the Miss Bardol, the Green Dragon. Melissa Barnes, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to try to pick it up there in the North Turn. Look at her arriving upside down. We hear David Williams, chairman of the Unlimited Hydroplane and Race Boat Museum, still involved heavily. He says, I welcome the challenge. The Miss Bardol heading south here on the straightaway. Melissa's going to try to pick it up. You don't get this anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen, but only here at the 2026 Boeing Seafarer Air Show. Watch this.
More unlimited hydroplane racing is coming up live from the middle of Lake Washington on
Log Boom Radio.
KMIH, Mercer Island.
My name's Tolly Odievich. I am your host with the most for Log Boom Radio. Coming up, H1 Unlimited, hydroplane racing. A couple of fun facts about these things. Each one of these boats that you see on Lake Washington today is 7,000 pounds, and yet they can still reach speeds of around 160 to 200 miles an hour in the straightaways and turns. Each one of them has a turboshaft engine, aka a jet turbine hooked up to a shaft, hooked up to a propeller. They come out of a helicopter. They're used to get a massive thousands and thousands of pounds worth of helicopter in the air, and now they use them to get boats blazing across Lake Washington. Couple fun facts there for you. Anywho, you're listening to 88.9 The Bridge. I'm happy to have you here. We are just waiting on these announcers so we can bring you more H1 Unlimited hydroplane racing on 88.9 The Bridge. Stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
You're listening to Log Boom Radio on 88.9 The Bridge. Text us your request to 206-275-9104. Again, 206-275-9104, and stay tuned for more unlimited hydroplane racing.
Hey Seattle, it's that time of year again. Sea Fair is here. Join us for a summer packed with excitement, community, and fun for all ages. This is KMIH, and you're listening to Log Boom Radio.
The Blue Angels here on, and all of a sudden when we saw Tom Anderson walk down across the dock in front of us, he is the radio guy for Jeff Bernard. He's the radio man up here, and now I see he has climbed into the shuttle boat in front of us with Jim Nielsen. Other radio guys now are heading down the steps, and unfortunately, apparently the decision was made that there was not enough time to run our final heat before the Blue Angels. So unfortunately, we've been trumped.
And now the other question I have, and you and I are, you know, looking at this at the same time, but the cranes are down for the air show. The boats are in the water. So are they going to have to just hold on the dock now for the entire show?
Yeah, that's a good point. I certainly hope not.
That is a weird turn of events here.
Our drivers were in the boats. Our boats were in the water. We were ready to go. And now all of those people who were up here for the final, the radio men and women are on a shuttle boat headed back. And Dustin's point is well taken. You see on the right side of the screen, you can see the angle of one of the cranes there, and they have been laid down. Now that crane is down, but it's on a sling and it's pulling the U1 out of the water.
Okay, good. So, I was really worried. These boats do not like to sit in the water for a long time, and it's hard on the teams also.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. What we've got to do is follow protocol here. We are going to run our final heat following the Blue Angel Air Show, which is up and coming, but that means we need to yield on our broadcast and the public address system here to Mark Christopher down in the pit area, who will turn it over to the flight crews and announcers for the Blue Angels. And we, due to contractual agreements regarding the Blue Angels, we will be on a media blackout. So we are going to shut down our screens. We are going to step away. The Blue Angels are taking to the air. You fans on the shoreline, listen up. Mark Christopher, we'll bring you up to speed on what's going on. The Blue Angels are next.
First, we'll get more information, of course, from Brad Luce and all the crew here over at the H1 here coverage as they figure out the boat situation and all that's been going on. Timing is an issue when it comes to the Boeing Seafair Air Show, as I've shared with you. Hi, once again, and good afternoon. Happy Seafair, everybody. It's Mark Christopher. And, of course, one big performer, longtime tradition for many years here at Seafair, about to take the skies above. I'll just say right now, everybody, check with your children and yourself, because the fun and the roar of Seafair continues, and I'm not kidding. This will be a time to cover your ears, as we say among everybody here in the Boeing Seafair Air Show Group. Cover your ears right now, and you got them for years. Cover them up, because ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Angels are about to take the sky. To do that, I got to run upstairs on the deck. Give me a count of five, and we'll give them a proper Seafair introduction. Set your clock.
The Navy fleet is docked. The Blue Angels and Hydros are fired up. And KMIH 88.9 The Bridge is bringing you live Seafair coverage all week long. Welcome to Log Boom Radio. The smell of you
in every single dream I dream. KMIH, Mercer Island, you're listening to 88.9 The Bridge, your one-stop shop. This is Log Boom Radio, bringing you everything you need for Seafair. We apologize for the technical difficulties with the Blue Angels, but we have reestablished a connection to Genesee Park, specifically with the H1 Unlimited people, the guys who are broadcasting the final heat of the Apollo Mechanical Cup in the H1 Unlimited category. So we're going to kick it to them in just a second for some H1 Unlimited 200 mile an hour boat racing. Stay tuned.
This is the checkered flag lap. Andrew Tate, tight to the buoy row. He's just got to negotiate the north turn,
Brad,
and bring it down.
Dead even on the back straightaway. The U11 pulls ahead of the U40.
Wow, he does on the outside. But right now, here is your leader and your winner of the 2026 Apollo Mechanical Cup at Seafair, Andrew Tate. BWR Racing, second place to the Apollo U27. Look at the top end of the race course. Three boats side by side by side. It's going to be really close. Dylan Runny, bucket list. U11, Jamie Nielsen, and it is Dylan Runny. Dylan Runny for third place. Jamie Nielsen in fourth, and Jeff Bernard was tucked back there in fifth. Our sixth place boat coming across right now is Beacon Plumbing, presents the Tahoe Miss and Corey Peabody. And our seventh place boat coming across just now slowly is J. Michael Kelly in the U00. Beacon Plumbing presents the Maverick. I don't know that I've seen, maybe ever, that much exciting racing all over the race course.
I'm out of breath. I mean, that the only way that I can describe that final heat was incredible. I mean, it was one of the craziest finals I've seen. Andrew Tate did not give up much to Jimmy Shane the entire time, and Jimmy Shane never backed down. It was unbelievable. And those three boats for third, fourth, and fifth, they worked their tails off the entire time. And I mean, it was back and forth.
Yeah, and I'm calling the leaders going up toward the top end, and I could see you out of the corner of my eye. You're pointing, and I looked over there. They were three wide, and they came off the top end three wide.
And it got so tight down in turn number two for Jeff Bernard, and I almost thought he was going to go through the rooster tail and go over, but he had just enough room, and he had such a good turn down there, and that's the only way he was able to keep it from going through the rooster tail. It was absolutely incredible. In the boat speed from Dylan Runny, you know, the U11 got by him on the outside, and Runny never gave up. He just let it all hang out, and it was a drag race to the finish.
Wow. I've said it a couple of times before. I think I said it last weekend a couple of times, and even this weekend, I'll say it again. If you didn't like that particular heat of boat racing, I don't think hydroplane racing is your sport. You might want to find something else. Here's our unofficial finish order on the water. The unofficial 2026 Apollo Mechanical Cup champion is Andrew Tate, and we are being told he is clean on the water. I think our Danny Rogers is standing by with Andrew Tate. Let's see if we're right about his reaction. Danny, take it away.
Andrew, what gave you the confidence that your boat could work that inner lane this entire race with, of course, Jimmy Shane on your coattail?
I've done it before, I guess, is the easy answer. But, I mean, the equipment is just top-notch. It's a fast boat, a great team. Had a couple hiccups, one in Madison that kind of cost us a race. And then, again, in Tri-Cities, we had a little bit of a hiccup, too. But it's nice that we could put one together. And confidence was there, I think, no matter what. That boat hasn't been beat here since 2024. And I made it a point not to say it out loud until the end of the weekend, but I just couldn't be happier. Thanks for everyone for sticking with me and believing in me, and I'm glad I could bring it home for him today.
What kind of exhale can you take after getting your first race win of the season here and on a lake you won here last season too?
Well, you can't win them all. We know that. We're all competitors. We all want to win them all, but you just can't. That's the nature of sport. And Yeah, to be honest with you, I have high expectations for myself, this team. I know what everyone's capable of. I know what the boat's capable of. And when it doesn't come together for one reason or another, it might be easy to get down on yourself. But boat racing is the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Just keep your head on straight and try and get it done.
This is a huge day for you. You can now go home and tell your dad you have more H1 Unlimited wins than he did. Did that cross your mind at all this weekend?
No, I'm not going to tell him. You should call him and tell him. He'd probably appreciate that more.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you.
KMIH, Mercer Island, 88.9 The Bridge. That was your Seafair coverage from Log Boom Radio. My name is Tolly Odievich.
I'm Eric Shaw.
And I am very, very happy to have completed this broadcast, Eric.
Yeah, so great. To be honest, this was the first hydroplane race that I've seen in my life, and it's the most exhilarating race I've seen.
Yeah, they're pretty remarkable, aren't they? Yeah. Well, Log Boom Radio, thank you very much for listening to us these past 3 days. We had a wonderful broadcast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We apologize for the technical difficulties with the Blue Angels, but I hope that the very nice neck and neck for third place H1 Unlimited race maybe made up for a little bit of that bitterness. Thank you very much for choosing 88.9 The Bridge as your source of Seafair content. Once again, my name is Tolly Odievich, and I am joined by
Eric.
Thank you very much, Eric, for being my co-host. Thank you very much, listener, for choosing 88.9 The Bridge. We're going to keep the music rolling. Have a good one. Have a nice day. Happy Seafair. Live it up.
You're listening to Log Boom Radio on 88.9 The Bridge.
Stay tuned for more awesome music and insane hydroplane racing.